Thank you very much. My goal here today is to take just a few minutes and talk about PI Connect, what it means to all of us. We've heard an amazing talk from Dr. Selby about the promise of doing research in a new way, but how do we actually make it happen? What's going on, and what does it mean to all of us? So I'll just take a few minutes, and this is actually a shameless advertisement. PI Connect can only survive with a lot of input from patients, and the uptake has been amazing so far. We have almost 1,200 people enrolled in PI Connect. It's a beautiful thing to see, and I'm genuinely very excited about it, and I'm grateful to all of you that have agreed to participate in PI Connect. Of course, I'm going to try and coax a few more of you to participate in PI Connect, and so I'm going to start off by just confessing that this is a little bit of a PR effort. So Dr. Selby talked about how the landscape of research is changing, and I just want to confess that I'm one of those researchers that for many years pursued the research that made sense to me, that was piqued by my curiosity. That was the way I did research. It's the way that most research in America is done today. How much sense does that make, right? Aren't we here to try and improve the lot of patients? Shouldn't I have been asking the patients what was important, not just pursuing things that made sense to me? So I'm slightly embarrassed and humbled to say that that has been my tradition, but I now completely have bought into the PCORI concept, and I understand now that the best research happens when the patients have a voice. So how can we know what research is important without the voice of patients? So just because I pursued what was interesting to me, maybe it didn't make very much difference to the patients at all. And that's not a good use of money, it's not a good use of time, and it's not a good use of the patients that participated in the research. It's a little bit disrespectful, right? If we're going to do research with patients, it really has to be with patients. So how can we know what works without the voice of the patients? And this is perhaps the most important concept I want to get across. In the past, when we did research, we measured things that doctors could measure. Things like survival, perhaps we counted the number of antibiotics someone used, but we never asked the patients how the medication was working, right? So it's one thing to take an antibiotic for an infection and you get over the infection. That would be considered a success by the old metrics, but maybe you felt terrible because it gave you awful diarrhea and you couldn't leave the house. Maybe it didn't work that great from your perspective. So from the physician's perspective, it was successful. But if we'd asked you how you felt about it, you would have said, oh no, this is not the way to go. How can we know what works without asking the patients? So we all want a cure. Absolutely. We want to get to a day when we can say there are no more immune deficiencies. Everyone has been cured. And we will get there. We will. But it's not going to be every disease, and it's not going to be maybe most diseases in the next 5 years. So the Immune Deficiency Foundation has been incredibly visionary, and I want to give a big shout out to Marsha Boyle. When PCORI first got started, Marsha understood that IDF was uniquely poised to participate in this network that Dr. Selby described. I have to say, I didn't see it when she first described it to me. I didn't really get it at all. And so I think it's important for everyone to understand that Marsha has been incredibly visionary throughout this process. She understood that the patients were ready to participate in something like this. And of course, rare diseases need this type of research. We're never going to get a random placebo-controlled trial for all of the different immune deficiencies in this room. It's just too expensive. So I just want to point out that the IDF is trying to get to the cure and the better treatments along the way. So some of the money that was raised from the walks last year is actually supporting research to try and compare different treatments for patients. This is huge. It's a really important symbol of moving forward with all of us to get to a better place. And I just want to give you sort of the poster child for getting to a cure, and that's newborn screening for SCID. So 20 years ago when I started in immunology, I hated to deliver the diagnosis of SCID. It was a terrible thing to tell a family. And yet now the outcome is extremely good, with over 95% surviving. And there were two things that made that big change. Number one was a lot of centers getting together and comparing notes on what type of transplant worked better, and you heard a lot about that this morning. But getting all the centers together was a huge step forward. Then we learned, oh, don't use this drug. That's not so great. Instead, use this drug. That was an enormous step forward, and that's what PI Connect aims to do for everyone. And the second major step forward was newborn screening for SCID. And again, IDF led the way. IDF was one of the biggest cheerleaders to get newborn screening for SCID. And it's really thanks to their support that so many SCID patients in the audience have been saved today. So I just want to stop and pause and recognize that IDF is absolutely at the leading edge of this effort. We're all getting there, and it's really thanks to Marcia that we can participate at this high level. So in the meantime, before we get everyone cured, and there will be a little bit of a process along the way, we need you. Back to this. We need you. So PI Connect, I just want to give you a little bit of something to latch onto. I know PI Connect sometimes seems like a little bit of an abstract concept, so I want to just give you a few real-life examples about PI Connect and how this is already working. So PI Connect has a few things that I think you'd be interested in. So you heard from Marcia a little bit about blogging for your ideas about research. So when you go on PI Connect, there's sort of a bulletin board where people post their ideas about what research is important. And if you want an example or if you want to see how that's working, tomorrow we're going to have a live version of that. So we're going to take some of the threads from the blog and have researchers and patients talk about them together. So if you're interested in that, there is a session tomorrow where you can sort of see it in action. We also provide interactive webinars, and so we have not done many of these yet, but we will do more. And the idea is that there's a lecture from a leader in the field, sort of a miniature version of the national conference, but then an opportunity to ask questions in real time to get your questions answered. And then we do have some short videos, sort of 3 to 6 minute videos that are just updates on research so that everyone has the latest information that's available. So that's the easy part, right? That's the gift. But the hard part isn't exactly square roots and tangents, but it does require a little bit of effort. So there is another component of PI Connect. And so this is what Marcia was talking about, the EPHR. So many of you, if not most of you, are using the EPHR already. You can agree to donate your information that you're already putting in there to log your personal health. You can agree to donate that information for research purposes, and that's called enrolling into PI Connect. It's really just based on the information in the EPHR, and then we can get some additional information from your physician. It goes into a secure data warehouse where everything is privacy protected. And I just want you to stop for a minute and imagine the kinds of really practical questions that we can answer through this strategy. What immunoglobulin dose is right for you? We know that there are people out there who maintain their IgG trough levels at 500, 600, 1,000. Does one work better than the other? Are there consequences to having a high IgG trough level? Is there some downside to that? We actually can't answer that question, but with PI Connect we can, because we can get you to tell us what works. We'll know which dose is right for which disease. It's an incredibly powerful strategy. Similarly, prophylactic antibiotics, we talked a lot about that this morning already. Is there one that's better? Should they be rotated? Is there a time course that's right? Do you do it for 3 months and then something else, take a vacation? We can't answer those questions precisely, and we can't answer them for this patient population. But now we can. All of you will be asked, what works? What worked better? What happened to you on this antibiotic? Again, really powerful. Similarly for probiotics. Wouldn't it be great to know if that works? So I just want to give you an example. This is not an immune deficiency. This is an example that was done in Europe for an immunologically mediated disease with a really crazy name called PFAPA, but the disease isn't important. But this is where we can get to actually in the next few months with PI Connect. So the concept here is patients were asked whether a particular drug that treated this condition called PFAPA was a completely useless endeavor, so that's a failure. Did it work a little bit, but not enough? Or did it completely treat the disease? So the people in blue were the folks where the treatment worked completely and perfectly. So you don't really need any special training to look at this graph and say, oh my gosh, you know, clearly prednisone and tonsillectomy are the treatments of choice here. Imagine if we could do that for all of you. You could go online, you could see the results. Think how empowering that would be. Think how amazing it would be for physicians. Physicians often don't know what the right treatment is. This can really change the landscape. So I'm channeling John Lennon here a little bit. I hope you'll forgive that. Imagine. I'm actually not a dreamer. It was Marcia Boyle that's the dreamer. So she understood that this has the power to change the way we treat patients, to give everyone information that will ensure that every patient gets the best treatment for them. It really does have that power, and we're just ready to do it. So back to public relations, back to advertising. More patients, more data, more better. Absolutely, the more patients that contribute, the better quality of data we're going to have. There's no doubt about that. So I really would like to encourage all of you to participate, and you can participate as much or as little as you want. So IDF is at the forefront of all of this, and I think the information that we get is going to help people in this room today. I think it's going to help all of you. It may be a few months, but I think we will actually get some answers for you in the near future. And IDF is all of us. So in this room are physicians, researchers, patients. And research is how we all get better. We want the patients to get better, and we know what that means. We know the doctors need to get better at figuring out what treatments to prescribe. And we know that researchers need to get better at asking the right questions. And it's when we all work together, and PI Connect is envisioned as a community where we're all working together. It's when we all work together that we stand stronger, and we get to a cure, and we get to better treatments. So this is my vision. I think it really is a new dawn. I think it is a joyful time. It's an optimistic time. I'm incredibly passionate about this effort, and I think it's because I see answers to questions that I've had my entire research career, and I see the power to be able to answer them, and I hope you see the power of this approach as well. So thank you very much for your time. I hope you're as enthusiastic about this meeting and New Orleans and PI Connect as I am. Thanks very much.